Curley Lloyd converted a penalty kick in the 69th minute and assisted on Kelly O'Hara's first international goal as Hope Solo recorded her fifth straight shutout in Team USA's 2-0 victory over Germany in the semifinal in Montreal. That sends the Americans to Sunday's Women's World Cup Championship against the winner of tonight's Japan-England semifinal. In baseball in the American League, Boston slid past Toronto 4-3. The Angels edged the Yankees 2-1. In the National League, the Cubs blanked the Mets 1-0. Milwaukee bested Philadelphia 4-3. In interleague play, Pittsburgh beat Detroit 5-4 in 14 innings. Former Arkansas Razorback outfielder Andrew Benintendi has signed a professional baseball contract with the Red Sox. U.S. Olympic Committee leaders say they're sticking with Boston as their candidate for the 2024 Olympics. The USOC board met yesterday to discuss the Boston bid, which has been troubled by tepid polling data and active opposition. The announcement came a day after bid leaders unveiled a new $4.6 billion plan with many financial details that had been missing from earlier renditions. Day two at Wimbledon, the defending women's champion has won her first match of the year, as have former men's champions Roger Federer, Andy Murray, and Rafael Nadal. Second seed Petra Kvitova rolled to a straight sets win. Meanwhile, Phil Knight, a middle distance runner who partnered with his track coach at Oregon to launch a footwear and apparel company that made the Nike Swoosh one of the most recognizable logos in the world, is stepping down as company chairman. Daytona International Speedway will not ban the Confederate flag from track property this weekend, but the track will offer the American flag to those who wish to fly it on property. NASCAR has taken a strong stance against the flag since nine black churchgoers were slain in Charleston, South Carolina on June 17th.